Okay, now a different sort of music. Remember that famous cantina scene in Star Wars? Well, there's a connection between that scene and the Philippines, not as random as it sounds, I promise. Reporter Paula Mardo of station KPCC in Los Angeles has been digging into tiki bar culture to find out where the idea of a South Seas-themed bar came from, with its colorful kitschy decor and, of course, the rummy fruity drinks. Conveniently, one of the legendary tiki bars in L.A. is just down the street from Paula. It's called Tiki Tea, and it was started by a Filipino immigrant in 1961.
His name was Ray Buchan, and he came to Los Angeles in 1930, moved from the Philippines. And, you know, a lot of the Filipino immigrants who came to L.A., they worked in a lot of service jobs. So, you know, that was working in hotels and a lot of restaurant jobs as well. Ray Buchan started working in a couple of hotels in L.A. One of the managers at one of the hotels that he worked at suggested, you know, towards the end of Prohibition, they knew that they were going to need a lot of bartenders. And they saw something in Ray and suggested, hey, why don't you go to bartending school? We'll cover it. And so he did. He applied to a tiki bar called Don the Beachcomber, which is the very first tiki bar that opened in 1934. And he became one of the original bartenders there mixing tiki cocktails.
Wow. So the entrepreneur saw something in Ray. And I got to say, the tiki bar does evoke the South Pacific. What did they see in Ray? Did they see, you're from the South Pacific, we should have you be a bartender?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I think it would have been great to talk to Ray. He passed in the 90s. I would have wanted to ask him how he was hired to do this job, because at Don the Beachcomber, they hired what they called the four original tiki bartenders, the four boys. They were all Filipino, and yeah, I think it was maybe some sort of tokenism. You know, it was the 1930s, and also, you know, as a Filipino immigrant, he just wanted a job.
When they refer to the four boys, I mean, that's not exactly complimentary. What kind of difficulties did Buchan face as an immigrant when he tried to open his own bar in the 60s?
Well, I think the great thing about it was he had a following. You know, people knew who he was and followed him to his new bar. So I don't think getting customers was that difficult for him. But a little bit of racism and prejudice that still existed, you know, I'm sure affected him in starting this business in L.A.
There's this great little anecdote you heard from Ray Buchan's son, Mike, that some famous people were regulars of the Tiki Tea, including Star Wars creator George Lucas.
When I served him, he had a sketch pad, and he was sketching, you know, all the characters for Star Wars. I'd look, and I go, wow, you know, what do you think? And I go, yeah, it's pretty cool. I didn't know what they were. It wasn't until after, you know, made Star Wars, and I go, wow, shit, that was George Lucas, man. But supposedly, he patterned... Supposedly, Yoda was patterned after my dad.
Oh, wow. What about any of the characters in the canteen? Were they patterned after any of the regulars at Tiki Tea?
I think we'd have to ask George Lucas, but the cantina was patterned after the Tiki Tea, supposedly. So that's a fun little local legend.
So now that I know this history, and you've kind of tipped to this, it strikes me that there have been many copycats of the original Tiki bars and countless Polynesian restaurants. We talk a lot about cultural appropriation these days. What does Mike Buchan think?
Well, for him, it's a family business, right? Yeah. He's been around this for years. He grew up in tiki bars and just kind of hang out while his dad was behind the bar. That was his life. And then he ended up working with his dad, and he helped build the Tiki Tea with his dad. So he sees it as a business and something that has kept his family going over the years. I think there's a respect for the culture in some ways, but, you know, there's always room to understand a little bit more about, you know, what the tiki icon really means besides a decoration on a tiki mug.
I can't let you go without asking you this other cultural appropriation. It's a weird cultural appropriation. Were you reporting this during or after Charlottesville when those tiki torches made an appearance?
It happened after, actually. So I was... when I saw that, I was just... I mean, my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe it. And... I think it just kind of shows a lot about how much tiki has penetrated our everyday life and culture. It's everywhere. Literally, when I started this, I realized tiki is everywhere. And Pacific Islander culture has really come into everyday American life. I mean, poke bowls are a big thing now, right?
Right.
And that came from the islands, Hawaii. So I think there's a fine line. You can enjoy a tiki drink. I don't think that's a bad thing. But I think understanding where it came from and that tiki bars, as they are not real representations of Pacific Islander, I think those are very important to know, too.
Paul Amardo of KPCC in Los Angeles on the Tiki Bar Trail. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.